Researchers claim that the 1.9 kilogram stone from Mars bears fossil traces of microorganisms which may have lived on Mars 3.5 billion years ago. So, we are not, or were not, alone in the universe. According to Carl Sagan, if the findings are verified, it would suggest that life exists not only on two planets in the solar system, but throughout the expanse of this magnificent universe. It's a turning point in human history. Photos taken of a cross-section of ALH84001 under the microscope show a kind of segmented tube, which, for well-trained eyes, looks much like a bacteria. In addition, researchers have identified large molecules containing carbon, which may have been synthesized by living organisms. They claim they have identified organic molecules, such as aromatic polycyclic hydrocarbons, which form on Earth during the decomposition of microorganisms, as well as minerals produced by living organisms. Skeptics immediately reply, couldn't these organic compounds have been produced while ALH84001 was in Antarctica? Hardly likely, says Stanford University chemist Richard Zare, particularly since the hydrocarbons are more numerous inside the stone than near its surface. Scientific dating of the organic molecules has put their age at about 3.5 billion years, which suggests they were formed at the time the stone was part of the Martian soil. Carl Sagan says, it was a time when Mars was hotter and more human than it is today. It had rivers, lakes, and perhaps oceans. There can be little doubt as to the Martian origin of ALH84001. The composition of the gases contained in the stone's minuscule cavities closely resembles that of the Martian atmosphere as analyzed by Vikings 1 and 2 20 years ago.